You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Harris County, Texas, 22-year-old Antonio Guzman allegedly shoots his uncle, Jose Torres. Why? Guzman claims he felt unloved and unwelcome in his uncle's home. Torres, 37, raises Guzman for 6 years, but tension simmers. On the afternoon of the murder, Torres is trimming trees outside his home, last seen by a neighbor before heading inside.
Nancy, Torres's wife found him dead with multiple gunshot wounds to the face and chest. She immediately suspected nephew Guzman of attacking Torres, citing anger issues and knowledge Guzman carries a gun. When Guzman is apprehended several hours after the shooting, he admits to the crime, claiming he always felt second class to his cousins in the 6 years he lived under Torres's roof.
The neighbor's family returns home to a horrifying scene. Uncle Jose Torres found dead inside. Neighbors recall hearing the family's anguished screams. Guzman, charged with murder. Boulder, Colorado officials work to remove illegal traffic signs with profane messages targeting drivers. The signs resemble speed limit markers, including phrases like, "Get off your damn phone" and "Don't kill any kids today." Authorities don't know who installed them, but they're investigating the act as criminal tampering. Transportation crews say the signs appear professionally made, and they have to use special tools to remove them. Officials urging residents report traffic concerns through proper channels. Ask anyone with info about the illegal signs to contact Boulder's non-emergency 303-441-3333. And P.S., don't call while you're driving. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Georgia are intensifying their search for a man wanted in connection with a series of attacks that left three people dead and a woman injured. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has taken the lead in the case at the request of the Wilkes County Sheriff's Office. It all began on the morning of December 5th in Tignall, a small town near the Georgia-South Carolina state line. Deputies were called to a home around 8:30 a.m. after receiving a report of an injured woman. According to investigators, the woman revealed she had been attacked at a different location. When deputies went to that second address, they made a grim discovery: three people dead inside the home. Authorities have identified 56-year-old Shannon Box of Tignall as the suspect. He's accused of assaulting the injured woman and is being sought for questioning in the deaths of the three victims. Investigators say Box was last seen driving a gray 2002 GMC Sierra pickup truck with Georgia handicap tag YXA119. Box is considered dangerous, and officials are urging anyone who may have information on his whereabouts to contact the Wilkes County Sheriff's Office or the GBI immediately. Now to Louisiana, as prosecutors have upgraded charges against a TikTok personality accused of killing a Baton Rouge therapist. Let's bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
20-year-old Terrian Thomas, who is known online as Mr. Prada, now faces a first-degree murder charge in connection with the death of 69-year-old Dr. Nick Abraham. The new charge was elevated from second-degree murder under a Louisiana law that applies when the victim is over 65, making the case eligible for the death penalty. Dr. Abraham's body was found on September 29th, wrapped in a tarp along a highway in rural Tangipahoa Parish. Authorities say the day before, he was last seen entering Thomas's apartment in Baton Rouge around 11 a.m., this according to surveillance footage. A subsequent search of the apartment revealed evidence of a violent struggle, including multiple sharp objects, weapons, and significant blood traces. Testing confirmed the blood was Dr. Abraham's. Thomas was arrested in Dallas on October 1st after allegedly fleeing in the victim's car. He was extradited to Louisiana and booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison earlier this week. Investigators have not yet disclosed a motive for the killing. Thomas's relationship to Dr. Abraham remains unclear.
The upgraded charge brings additional weight to the case, potentially leading prosecutors to seek the death penalty.
Thanks, John. Laura Anders' husband leaves for a month-long business trip after eating dinner with his wife at their Mountain Rest, South Carolina home. When he returns almost a month later, no sign of wife Laura at home. Laura, who does not have a cell phone, hasn't been heard from since. Authorities investigate possible links to other unsolved disappearances, including that of Pamela Faith Roach and Tommy Stubblefield, Joshua Investor, and Renee King. King was later found dead. All cases unsolved. Laura Ann Anders, Native American, 5'1", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Anyone with info, please contact the Oconee County Sheriff's 864-638-4639. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.